I would like to say that I don't envy any of you. I know that you didn't sign up for this. Nobody could predict this. I don't know if you're aware that medical devices, which are masks, cannot be mandated, period. Orders are not laws. These orders, executive orders, mandates are constitutionally illegal. I know for a fact that things are about to change in the next 3 weeks. You're gonna all wanna brace yourselves, each and every one of us, because we're in for a hell of a ride. And I know for a fact that the military will be stepping in to bring back the constitutional law. And when they do, they are going to do a clean sweep of anyone and everyone that, even though they were following orders, will be held accountable. They will be arrested by a military person. They will be brought to a military court, depending on the level of which you were involved. When you are following an executive order from a tyrannical government person who's going to literally be brought to Guantanamo Bay, I promise you, and I do know this, everybody that followed those orders are gonna follow suit. So, on that note, I wanna make sure that you understand that the surgical mask, the particulate is 5 microns. A virus particulate is 2 microns. It's like wearing a chain link fence to keep a mosquito out. This is crimes against humanity on our children. You cannot constitutionally back up and follow a mandate that restricts oxygen to our children. That is criminal. And I'm sure that none of you want to be held accountable in a criminal tribunal military court, which is where it's going to be. You're not bad people. I understand that. But I don't think you understand the Constitution and the law and how badly this breaks that law. And we are going back to the 1776 Constitution. The school is going to change. Everything's going to change very soon. And for the better. But until then, I highly suggest that you don't follow orders from a man who's going to be literally in Guantanamo Bay. And I promise you that. I know inside information, and I'm giving everybody a heads up that there's going to be knocks at the door when we are down on a lockdown, because a lot of things are going to happen and our country is going to be put on a lockdown, whereby we're going to be shown the truth on TV and everything is going to change. So that being said, the surgical mask is a medical device, and according to the law, the constitutional law, the Bill of Rights, and the Nuremberg Code, I don't know if anybody knows or is familiar with the Nuremberg Code, anybody that participates in a crime against humanity is held accountable. Following orders is not going to be an excuse. These are children. They don't deserve this. We went through half the year, at the end of the year, no masks. These children are getting pneumonia, they're getting lung infections, they're getting sick, and then they're calling it COVID. This is the most corrupt BS I've ever seen in my life, and these children are victims. I want you to take a step up and stop the mandates immediately.
30 seconds.
Okay, that is what I'm asking. And I'm telling you, and you're gonna thank me, I'm begging you to listen to me. I might look and sound crazy now, but within 21 days, I will not be looking that way. You cannot follow an executive order and say you're following the law, because that is not the law. That is a mandate, and it's against the Constitution, and I want our kids to breathe. And so should you. If you love your children, you wouldn't allow this abuse. This is child abuse that you are accomplices to. And that's a crime against humanity. So I also suggest that you release this mask mandate immediately. And you know what? I don't care what the governor says to you, and neither should you, because he's going, and I promise you that. Tomorrow, at least release it for the heat, yes? Because the high school just did, and an email has not gone out.
Thank you. We will.
And like I said, I don't think you're bad people, and I don't.
I appreciate that. And I kindly ask you, please, just, we're trying to be respectful here, and please just work with us on the 3-minute rule. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much.